Last night's scheduled Game 6 of the World Series in St. Louis was postponed because of rain. That game will be made up later tonight. Jaime Garcia of the Cardinals and Colby Lewis of the Rangers are still slated to be the Game 6 starting pitchers. Texas leads the best of seven series 3-2. Now, speaking of the World Series, former World Series MVP Gene Tennis addressed a group of Bend Rotarians yesterday, sharing stories of his time in the major leagues. And while most of the tales were entertaining and downright funny, he took time to address the steroid era in baseball.
That is probably the worst thing, I think, that ever happened in baseball. I mean, you can look back at the White Sox scandal, with Shula Joe Jackson and all that. I mean, just steroids to me has done more harm for baseball than Pete Rose and those guys betting on baseball. Because these guys altered records.
And he knows what he's talking about. Tennis made the big leagues in 1969, playing for the A's, Padres, Cardinals, and Pirates. His 201 career home runs puts him in the top 300 home run hitters in the history of the game. He's the only catcher ever to hit 4 home runs in a single World Series and was named Series MVP in 1972. He was an American League All-Star in 1975. NBA owners and players met for more than 12 hours yesterday, yet another marathon session in hopes of ending the lockout. The two sides got back together less than a week after mediation did not result in a new labor deal. The sides remain divided over the division of revenues and the structure of the salary cap. The Big 12's edition of another school is becoming a political battle. West Virginia appeared certain to join the conference following the expected departure of Missouri. However, a published report now says Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell and Oklahoma University President David Boren have begun to lobby the Big 12 on behalf of the University of Louisville. And the 2013 USA Track and Field National Club Cross Country Championships will be held in Bend. Visit Bend says the meet is for open and masters runners who are affiliated with club teams. That event is expected to bring about 1,200 competitors along with their families to Central Oregon for 4 championship races. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.